Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All righty, Warriors get beaten game two by the T-Wolves, 117-93, no Steph Curry. Minnesota played better than in game one. Yeah. Warriors didn't play well. Draymond Green got a technical foul. Mm. And now we're coming back to the Bay. What's up, Goo?
Yeah, what's up, baby? I got to tell you, it's 1-1 on this beautiful Friday, and... I'm a little despondent, Steiny. You know I react to new information, and what I'm reacting on is 48 more minutes of a playoff series between Minnesota and Golden State, and I'm going to just start here. Jimmy Butler, I believe, is still hurt, and to his credit, he's not using that. And the reason I start my theory on what went down yesterday with him is because he's the most important player. And, Steiny, if that's the Jimmy Butler we're going to get for the rest of this series or the next couple games because Steph's out, it's a ran. It's a wrap. And this team went the first 5-6 minutes without scoring a bucket. I didn't feel like he was assertive. I think it starts with him. But, man, I don't know, Steiny. I just don't know how a team could lose. And Curry, again, may come back. But any team in the association lose their best player. This is where I'm at. And we still expect him to win a series. Is that what it's really about, partner? Because that's where I'm at. I'm not mad at anybody. Pods, Moody, everybody's playing their tails off. There's a whole nother thing. If we got to do it today, we got to do it. We keep it real from 10 to 2. Jonathan Kuminga can put the ball in the hole. Whoa. You know? So many feelings going through my body right now that I'm going to just leave it at Jimmy has to be ultra-aggressive if this team's going to do something without Steph. And you say what to that? Good morning, man.
I say nobody tells Jimmy how to play.
You said that!
And he said as much at the podium last night. We'll talk a lot about what he said. And we'll talk a lot about this game, obviously. I did feel like yesterday... how do I want to put it?
Give it to me.
I didn't think some Warrior fans were realizing how difficult it's going to be without Steph Curry.
And maybe I'm at the porch right now on that doorstep.
And it is, you know, I'm talking to Susan, like, after the first quarter, and she's like, how's it going? I'm like, they're getting beat pretty bad. And she said, what's going on? I said... They don't have Steph Curry.
Man.
And it's unbelievable how much this guy impacts everything.
Can I call that gravity?
I'm not even talking about just on the court.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm talking about this guy is, he affects everything. He affects every single player on the team. It affects all the coaches because they've got to do something different. It includes all the fans who now are, you know, disappointed that he's out. It's just incredible how this one guy, you realize everything revolves around him. And when they don't have him, they're not the Warriors. They're just not the Warriors without Steph Curry. No.
Wow. Wow. So with that said, what do you do in the meantime? Because I felt like, and I heard from a lot of people, I don't agree with it. I don't care if you're at 1-0. That you don't have a game to play or trick off and have tryouts, because that's what it felt like Steve Kerr was doing, and a lot of Warrior fans were okay with, you know what, we already won one. Well, you're not the same team, and we saw that yesterday, so I don't know what to expect tomorrow night, and I'm not mad at the effort. I thought it was there, but all of a sudden, the youngsters, Steiny, are, you know, they got to pass that final exam, and they're not passing it. And I don't know if it's because the brights are too light, but Draymond Green, you almost got throughout the game. And you know what Norm said to me?
What?
He don't like to play when Steph's out. And it hit me like a bag of bricks. That doesn't apply to the playoffs, does it? And he almost got thrown out. So I don't think he did us any good. And we'll get to his comments after. But Steiny, Jimmy Butler, 13 field goal attempts when the chef is out? I believe he's hurt. And shout out to Dejan.
I mean,
he can't muster
When did he get hurt?
The spiel against Houston, game two. Like, that's still lingering. Oh. You don't like that?
I don't care. I mean, maybe you might be right, but like none.
That wasn't it, right? That wasn't the recipe, Jimmy.
You brought up Draymond Green.
Oh, boy, man.
And it's unbelievable.
Lord help me.
I'm not touching the comments after the game right now.
Okay.
Just saying this. I don't know how he doesn't get ejected from that game last night. He has one technical foul. He's right in front of the ref's face and twice says, that's effing BS. That's effing BS. And then he walks to half court and he starts pointing to the other official and saying the same thing. And I'm thinking,
but the way he said,
you're allowed to go up to the ref and now say that. Okay. And I know exactly what's happening. He had one technical. They knew it, and they just didn't want. They didn't want to be
BS
the guys.
Then.
But
that's BS.
And a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I guarantee you. A lot of people are going to say you're crazy, Steiny. He shouldn't have been thrown out. He shouldn't have even gotten one technical.
I saw him run down a referee who was at the score table, and Draymond got a foul. He ran him down as if he had bad intentions. I know he didn't. But Doris Burke said it when he knocked Jalen Green in the face. And then he just was in front of his team 72 hours ago, guys. Make this make sense. Apologizing for starting the game off hitting Jalen Green upside the head. So then now all of a sudden you're the victim? And when did he start flailing? Dude, come on, man. We've been around him more than a few blocks. You're hitting these dudes. When did you start flailing? And for you to say... And I sent you the video last Friday night. I went to the game, came back home. I got to control my emotions and watched the game. And the great Doris Burke and company talked about the play where he hit Green early, Steiny. And Steve Kerr didn't even like it. And she said there's a double standard. And the double standard is now you want to play victim and the refs are giving you passes left and right for you to continue to play. So we'll save it, but miss me with all this, oh, the world's out to get you.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a black man.
Yeah, We'll talk about the game, obviously, too. Right. I just thought, okay, so playing without Steph Curry is,
boy,
I mean, Jimmy Butler, in essence, just got here. And he's played 30 or 40 games, and he's used to playing with Steph Curry, and he's starting to get used to playing with Steph Curry, and now Curry's gone, and everybody's now got to figure out how to play with Butler. And Butler only. It's a lot to ask. And now especially, you're going to, everybody under the sun knows that Jimmy Butler has to be outstanding to win this series if you're Golden State. The Timberwolves know that too. And it's interesting because he's the kind of player that doesn't like to force things. And so he and the Warriors are going to have to play that game of what's the perfect amount and dose of Jimmy Butler and the perfect amount of the others to sprinkle around him. Like they almost have, it almost feels like last night they were saying, we understand tonight's going to be a brutal game to win, but we've got to figure out how we're even going to play from game three to game six or seven.
But Steiny, am I wrong to say you should already have those answers?
Well, no, because Butler's been the number two here, essentially. Right. And yeah, I mean, we're all familiar with his game now, but this is what this is also what I mean about Steph Curry. Difference in a team that has Steph Curry and doesn't, it was totally on display last night. He affects everything.
Per 100 possessions with Steph Curry, Stoney, they score 116 points. Guess how many without him? 93. Just think about that. Like I'm really, truly worried now moving forward, and I'm not mad at anybody.
Worried about what?
Just this series.
Well, why? I mean,
Minnesota is not Houston. But they're not chopped liver defensively and lengthwise. And that has a lot to do. I'm surprised the Warriors got to the line 25 times. But, Steiny, if it starts, Jimmy Butler's got to be Steph Curry. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, if you're talking they need him to get 30 or 35, yes. But he can't get him like Steph. It's going to take a lot longer. He doesn't shoot threes. He's not going to make eight threes. So he's going to have to get him two by two, and if he can get to the line, he can get to the line. But it's more that, I mean, you got to figure out how to even use him and make sure that when you run it through him, guys aren't standing around. And they got to figure this all out by tomorrow. So,
wow, you said tomorrow. And
again, the other thing, I mean, it doesn't matter now, but I thought this was going to be a really tough series with Steph Curry for the Warriors.
Well, there
and
it is.
And without Steph Curry, it's a different team.
Yeah. But what's happened to the others? I'm throwing GP2 in there, Pods, Moody, Stoney. What's happened to the others? And I'm telling you, I got this on my list. They made Buddy Hield put that damn ball on the floor, Stoney. It wasn't old Klay Thompson or Buddy Hield catch and shoot, and that's a difference. And, you know, is it the bright lights? Because they're killing this team right now. And, you know, I'm talking about Jimmy, but we got to keep it real, man.
Remember when you asked me about why I didn't think the Warriors were going to win it? This is back in maybe a month or two ago. Yeah. And I said, I think their best players are too old, and their role players are too young right now.
I remember that.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour today, we're going to be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the home opener on May 16th. That's the Golden State Valkyries, and it's their inaugural season, and it's here. Fans, you don't want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and all the Valkyries all summer long, and they're playing at Chase Center. Tickets are available at Valkyries.com. That segment was also brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.